We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jason Barrett, the head distiller at the Black Button Distillery. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How about yourself?
I just about took you from, you know, whatever, bourbon and hand sanitizer to country music. How's that?
And my wife will tell you I can't sing nor carry a tune. So I'll have to fix the bourbon and hand sanitizer.
Okay. All right. Awesome.
Jason, you guys are certainly in the distilling business, but now you are in the hand sanitizer business. And, you know, if I'm not mistaken, I believe the folks at Black Button were some of the first, among the first in the country who realized that they could quickly transition from distilling alcohol to making hand sanitizer. And here you are, you were up and running with the sanitizer yesterday, and you're hitting the streets with it.
Yes, we've actually been making sanitizer for a couple weeks now. The FDA put out guidance for how to manufacture ethanol-based hand sanitizer right about as all this was unfolding. And we had a number of the supplies needed in our warehouse and were able to procure the others in a few days. But the first batches were going to hospitals and police departments and nursing homes, and we're still continuing to supply those folks. But now a portion of our production each day is set aside for the public, and we've been taking orders online and then either delivering them or having them picked up at our tasting room. And although I believe the website is sold out at this exact moment, we'll continue to update it as we are able to move supplies into our tasting room to get to the public.
What is the process of going from distilling something that people can consume to something that you really shouldn't consume? I mean, is it the same set of equipment? How difficult was that process?
It's the same set of equipment. It's just a lot of nuanced differences. So for the actual juice, you know, it's predominantly ethanol, what consumers would generally think of as very high-strength vodka. But then we're adding glycerol, hydrogen peroxide, and FDA-required denaturant called Bitter X, which is to keep people from consuming it, because with the addition of the hydrogen peroxide, it would not be good. Right. It's not a potable substance. But, you know, the filling lines are really one of the bigger things. We actually have a very large automated line that, unfortunately, you know, that is built to bottle liquor, but not liquor of this potency. So we're actually using our old manual lines that have less electronics and less opportunities for things to go wrong. We usually only have one of those, but we've installed four more, so that we can be making the 10,000 bottles a day that we are currently making.
10,000 bottles a day.
Wow.
Yes. And to put that into comparison, we only made 100,000 bottles of spirits last year.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That is unbelievable.
They've been around since 2012. Black Button Distillery, the head distiller, is Jason Barrett. Family business, is this something you always wanted to do? Not necessarily make hand sanitizer, but get into the distilling business.
I don't know that it was something I always wanted to do, but I grew up in small business. My mother and grandmother and grandfather ran a button factory here in Rochester that was originally on Monroe Ave. What's now called the Button Loft was originally our factory. When I was growing up, it was on East Main Street and then in Victor. And I'm colorblind. So the joke when I was a kid was if I took over the factory, I'd only be able to make black buttons. So I went into politics instead, and went down to D.C. and ended up in accounting, and then ended up with some breweries and distilleries as customers and fell in love with what they were doing, realized I wanted to come back to Rochester. We didn't have a distillery in Rochester. So I did the perfectly reasonable thing, sold my house, sold my car, cashed out my 401k.
Yeah, right.
Went to the West Coast, learned how to make whiskey, came back, started the distillery in 2012 down at the Public Market.
And that is everyone's perfectly reasonable thing to do, right?
At the time, it seemed, I was 24 years old, and it seemed like a great idea.
It was.
In hindsight, I looked, yeah, and it's worked out very well. The Rochester community has embraced our vision and our plans so much more than I ever could have hoped for. But I do look back every once in a while, and I'm like, geez, that's like jumping out of an airplane and learning how to sew the parachute on your way down.
On your way down, yeah. Jason, is 100% of your effort now in the hand sanitizing business, or are you still turning out whiskey and other spirits at the same time?
No. So 100% of our efforts are currently in the production of hand sanitizer. Mm-hmm. We luckily have about a 2-month supply of our spirits in our warehouse because we were in the midst of a nationwide expansion prior to COVID. So we have at least 8 weeks of all of our products in the warehouse, and we are continuing to ship those to local liquor stores or sell them through our curbside pickup. So there shouldn't be any concern about running out of black button products, but right now we are just making the hand sanitizer because the demand far exceeds even our ability to produce. So we have 2 weeks worth of backlogs from our commercial customers. We're continuing to take orders from nursing homes and hospitals, and every morning, you know, reprioritizing the orders based on need. And then still, and just starting now to get some bottles out to the public. I think we're going to be making hand sanitizer for a while.
Yeah. Oh. Jeez. Jason, I mean, clearly you've got your finger on the pulse because the two most important things, at least seemingly these days, to get through this pandemic is hand sanitizer to stay healthy and spirits to stay happy. I mean, really, what more do you need other than those two items?
I was going to say, some good food from a local restaurant is probably the only thing you got to add to that.
Exactly.
As a takeout order.
Exactly.
Small business guy right there.
Yeah. We're trying to take care of people, both mind, body, and soul.
You're right. You are absolutely right. Thank you very much, Jason.
Website, thank Black you. Button Distillery. Excuse me. Let me get it right here. BlackButtonDistilling.com is a place where you can see everything they have, including how to shop there, maybe take a look at maybe purchasing some hand sanitizer when it's more readily available, because I kind of sense it's a little bit tough to make an online purchase right now, or can we do that?
So I think at this very moment it is sold out, but there's a way to sign up for the to get an email blast when it comes back into stock. And we have bottles rolling off the line every hour. As supplies become available, we're making it available. It is usually selling out again, but we'll continue to make hand sanitizer as long as we can get all the inputs to make it, and as long as there's a community demand to need it.
So order a bottle of bourbon and a bottle of hand sanitizer.
Yep.
Happy and healthy.
Yep, you
black,
bet.
Black
there
button.
You go.
You're one of the bright spots. Thank you, Jason. Thanks for giving us some time, and thank you so much for answering a very important call for our community. It is most appreciated.
Just trying to do our part, guys. Thanks for keep giving us something to listen to while we're doing this.
Oh, you bet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.